So I think it's very appropriate that our sisters this morning gave their, you know, first dance worship in praise of the Lord.
所以我想今天早上有一群姐妹们来给出她们第一个赞美是挺适合的。
Easter is already special, but they have made it even more special for all of us.
本来复活节就已经够特别，但是因为这群姐妹们的出现，感觉今天更加特别了。
So we want to thank our sisters and Timothy for, you know, making it so special.
所以我想谢谢Timothy和我们的姐妹们把今天弄得那么的别致。
So this morning we will continue with our study of the book of Hebrews.
今天呢，我们会继续我们希伯来书的学习。
So if you have your Bibles, you could turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
如果你手上有圣经的话，麻烦大家翻到希伯来书的第十章。
And we'll be reading verse 1 to verse 18.
我们会从希伯来书第十章的第一节一直读到十八节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 to 18.
希伯来书十章一到十八节。
Why don't we all stand and we'll read this passage responsively.
我们可以一起站起来以回应的方式来读这十八节经文。
I and Isabel will read the odd number of verses, and please read the even number of verses.
讲台上会读奇数节，所以就请会众们读双数节。
Hebrews chapter 10. 律法只是将来美事的言而，不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年常献的一样祭物。 叫那近前来的人得以完成。但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来。所以基督到世上来的时候，就说：“神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的。” 你曾给我预备了身体。那时我说：“神啊，我来了，我要照你的旨意行。我的事在经卷上已经记载了。”后来又说：“我来了，我要照你的旨意行。” 可见他是除去在先的，为要立定在后的。凡只是天天站着俯视神，一次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。 从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳。 圣灵也对着我们做见证，因为他已经说过。以后我说，我不再纪念他们的罪孽和他们的过犯。Father, thank you for your wonderful saving word. And it's by your grace that we heard this morning. May you open our hearts this morning. Lord, may we accept your word with thankfulness, with praise, and with confidence. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
There are very few things in life that we can say, I've done it once for all.
在我们人生里面很少有东西是我们可以说我们只要做一次就再也不用去做的。For
example, before Irene and I went to Trinidad, we had to do the taxes.
我在跟 Irene之前去千里达的时候，我们已经把我们的税给报完了。
Would it be nice to say once for all, this is the last tax return that I have to do?
如果我能够说我只要把这一次交完，我这辈子再也不用交税，那有多好。
And when we came back from Trinidad and walked into our home and looked out in the backyard, the grass was about as high as my knee.
当我们从千里达回来的时候，我们回到家发现我们后院的草已经到我们膝盖那么高了。
Wouldn't it be nice if we can say this is for once, for all, the last time I have to mow the lawn?
如果说我只要这一次把草给除了，我这辈子都不用除草，那有多好？
You know, our church and our brothers and sisters are being stretched very much lately.
在我们教会里面，我们参与事工的弟兄姐妹们，经常也是被我们拉伸去到一个非常顶的顶点。
And some of us feel that stretching even as we met yesterday morning for fellowship.
在当中我们很多人都已经感觉我们是被延伸得很厉害，所以昨天我们早上在一起有一个
And Easter can be a most stressful time of the year.
其实复活节可以说是我们每年压力最大的时候。
It could be physical, emotional, and it could also put a lot of stress on our relationships.
因为这不仅仅是在体力上、灵命上，还包括情绪上的，而且很多时候可能我们还会有各种的任务夹杂在我们当中。
So this morning we want to look at the most important once for all.
所以今天呢，我们要看的一件事情就是，真的只用做一次，以后就再也不用做最重要的这么一次事情。
And when I looked at the New Testament, I find this expression once for all only six times.
在整个新约里面，这一个说法一次献祭只用了六次。
And four of these times were in Hebrews chapter 9 to 10:18.
其中四次使用的地方都是在希伯来书的9章1节到10章18节之间。
And once for all was in reference to the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个短词一次献祭，它其中所指的这个对象就是耶稣基督作为这个祭物。
In the Old Testament, Lord through Moses commanded the priest to make sacrifices for atonement of sin.
在旧约的时候，神跟祭司们说到他们要怎么样去献祭去除罪。
In Leviticus chapter 16.
在利未记的第16章。
This is to be a lasting ordinance for you. Atonement is to be made once a year for all the sins of the Israelites, and it was done as the Lord commanded Moses.
这要做你们永远的定例，就是因以色列人一切的罪，要一年一次为他们赎罪。于是亚伦照耶和华所吩咐摩西的行了。But
praise be to God that the new covenant has replaced the old.
但是感谢神，新的盟约已经代替了旧的。
Once for all, not once a year, is the reason for our great rejoicing this morning.
这是仅需一次并且永远性的献祭，而不是一年一次。这就是我们今天大喜乐的原因。
Once for all, we have been redeemed from the bondage of sin.
一次献祭，我们从罪的捆绑中被释放。
By the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因着主基督的宝血。
Once for all, sin has been done away with.
一次献祭，罪的力量被废除。
The power of sin has been annulled, negated,
完全的被去掉,
annihilated,
完全的没了。
By the sacrifice of Christ.
因着基督是我们的祭物。
Once for all, we have been made holy.
一次献祭，我们得以成圣。
By the sacrifice of the body of Christ.
靠着耶稣基督献上了他自己的身体。
What then is the nature of this once for all sacrifice?
那么这个一次献祭的祭物，它本身的性质是怎么样的呢？
It's the sacrifice by the will of the Father.
这是天父的旨意。
It's a sacrifice by the obedience of the Son.
这是神子的顺服。
It's a sacrifice by the witness of the Holy Spirit.
这也是圣灵的见证。
It's a sacrifice of God, the Trinity.
这可以说是神三位一体的祭物。
And simply summarized as follows.
可以这么去总结。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The once for all sacrifice is by the will of the Father.
这一次献祭是天父的旨意。
Sacrifices under the law was only a shadow of the good things to come.
在律法指引下的献祭只是将来美事的影儿。
It was the blood of goats and bulls.
是公牛和山羊的血。
It had to be repeated over and over again.
需要各种的重复。
It was not the kind of sacrifice that pleases God.
并不讨神的喜悦。
Indeed, it was totally ineffective in removing our sins.
也完全没有除罪的效用。
So what then was the purpose of the law?
那律法的目的又是什么？
Is the law bad?
律法是不好的吗？
No, Paul said no.
保罗说不。
So then, the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, righteous, and good.
看来律法是圣洁的，诫命也是圣洁、公义、良善的。
So what is the purpose of the law?
那么律法的目的是什么？
Paul again said in Galatians, so the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified not by works, but by faith.
保罗就在哥罗西书里面讲到说，律法是我们训蒙的师傅，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义，并不靠我们自己的行为。
God's law made it certain to us that we cannot be saved by being good.
神的律法很显明地指出了我们不可能靠着自己的行为得救。
You think you're good?
你觉得你是一个很好的人。
You're not good enough.
但你还不够好。
Because God is holy,
righteous. 因为神是圣洁公义的。
But what is the wonderful will of the Father?
那么天父那精妙的旨意是什么？
In Ephesians chapter 1, the wonderful passage,
在以弗所书里面有一段非常好的经文。
For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one, the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son, whom he loves.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己的意旨所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。
The will of the Father that we be saved by the sacrifice of the Son whom he loves.
天父的旨意就是让我们得救靠着他的爱子耶稣基督。
So what is in the heart of the Father?
那神的心意又是什么？
Peter said, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, patient with me, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
彼得说，主所应许的尚未成就。有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
But that loving will of the Father has to be carried out by shedding of blood.
但是这充满爱的旨意需要流血来实践。
For without the shedding of blood, there cannot be forgiveness.
因为如果没有流血这个行为的话，那么罪就没有办法被去除。
The one that whom the Father loves had to pay that great price on our behalf.
神的爱只需要代表我们去付出这样的代价。
And just before Jesus faced the cross, he prayed.
在耶稣基督对着十字架上十字架之前，他对着十字架祷告。
He knew that he would go through great suffering.
他知道他自己将要经历很大的患难。
He has said before, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and he must be killed.
人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀。
And praise God, he didn't stop there.
感谢神，他并没有在那里停止。
For he continues, and on the third day, on this day,
他继续讲到说，第三日复活，今天就是这个第三日。
Be raised to life.
从死里复活。
The once for all sacrifice is the will of the Father.
所以一次献祭是神的旨意。
And it's also by the obedience of the Son.
同时也是因着神子的顺服。
Jesus had to come in the flesh, and he knew his mission.
耶稣要道成肉身来到我们中间，他也知道自己的使命。
And he agonized over the prospect of being nailed to that cross alive.
他会为了将要被钉十字架的前景非常痛苦。
And yet he remained completely obedient.
但还是保持了完全的顺服。
Father, if you are willing to take this cup away from me, yet not my will, but yours be done.
父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
And that's why in Isaiah chapter 53, which foretells of his coming, the servant of the Lord, it says, He is a man of sorrows.Acquainted with grief.
这就是为什么在以赛亚书里面他有讲到多受痛苦常经忧患说的就是指着耶稣基督。
And sometimes when we read that, we understand that to be that Jesus understands our sorrows and our sufferings.
所以我们读的时候我们也知道耶稣基督也明白我们的患难明白我们的痛苦。
But perhaps a more...Closer examination of that verse tells me this.
但是如果再深一层的去看的话，我还能看出来另外一点。
The sorrow is the sorrow of his own.
因为他这个痛苦是自己的。
Included the sorrow of his own, even more so. And the suffering is the suffering of his own.
而且这个患难也是自己要去承受的。
He went through sorrow, he went through suffering for us.
他经历了这些痛苦和患难都是为着我们的缘故。
Because of his obedience, he came to earth, become a man.
因为他的顺服,他道成肉身来到了我们中间。
And by that way, he understands our sorrows, our sufferings.
也是因着这样,他才明白我们每个人都要经历的苦痛。
And what did the Son's obedience do for us?
那么神子的顺服又为我们做了什么?
That by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
我们凭着旨意靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体就得以成圣。
By his death once for all we have been made holy.
因着他的死我们得以成圣。
But the obedience of the Son did not end in death. He was raised from the dead. The victory is His.
神子的顺服并没有因他的死去而消逝。神子从死里复活，胜利是属于他的。
And since that time, He waits for His enemies to be made His footstool, the Bible says.
自从那一次以后，等候他的仇敌变成了他的脚
踏。Because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy.
因为他一次献祭便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
Without exception, we were all a wicked bunch.
没有例外，我们都是一群没有盼望的恶人。
When Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6,
保罗在哥林多前书六章里面这么讲到,
he said, do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, or idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, or nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were.
你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗? 不要自欺, 无论是淫乱的, 拜偶像的, 奸淫的, 做娈童的, 青蓝色的, 盗窃的, 贪婪的, 醉酒的, 辱骂的, 勒索的, 都不能承受神的国, 但是在其中的我们, 很多, 很多我们的从前都是这样子的。
It's easy for us to go through that checklist of Paul.
其实如果真的我们要把这刚刚讲的东西都做成一个清单, 一个一个去填的时候,
and say,
我们很多时候可能都在上面打勾。
Okay, I'm not sexually immoral.
可能你会觉得说我并没有犯淫乱。
And I'm not an idolater.
我可能没有犯奸淫。
So forth and so on.
可能等等等等。
But the commandment requires that we be pure even in our thoughts.
但是诫命里面说的是我们要从心里面都要开始是清洁的。
You know, Jesus said, if you hate your brother, it's like murder.
耶稣说过,如果你恨你的弟兄,你就在心里把他杀了无疑。
Don't think that we are any better than those that Paul says.
不要觉得说我们比保罗笔下说的有多好。
That is what some of you were.
因为我们很多时候以前就是这样子的。
You say, that is what some of us were.
我们从前就是这样。
But by the once for all sacrifice of Jesus and his resurrection, we have been cleansed.
但是这一次以耶稣为祭品的献祭以及他的复活,我们得以被洁净。
Paul did not, thank God, stop there in 1 Corinthians. Because there's another part of the story.
保罗没有在哥林多前书刚刚他讲完那个清单的时候去感谢神,
因为他另外还有一章是讲别的东西的。The last part of this passage,
在最后这段经文里面,
he said, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
最后保罗说到, 但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名, 并借着我们神的灵, 已经洗净, 成圣, 称义了。
Praise God.
赞美主。
In him there is hope.
因为在他里面, 我们有盼望。
The once for all sacrifices by the will of the Father.
一次献祭是因着神的旨意。
The once for all sacrifices by the obedience of the Son. The once for all sacrifice is also by the witness of the Holy Spirit. And what is the Holy Spirit's witness?
那圣灵的见证是什么?
The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First he says, this is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts and I will write them on their minds.
圣灵也对我们作见证,因为他既已说过,主说那些日子以后,我与他们所立的约乃是这样,我要将我的律法写在他们心上,又要放在他们的里面,以后就说我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯,这些罪过既已赦免,就不用再为罪献祭了。
The Holy Spirit witnessed to it to us through the Old Testament scriptures in Jeremiah chapter 31.
在耶利米书的31章里面, 圣灵在旧约里面为我们做了见证。
And Isabel already said this. Then he adds, their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more, and where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin.
圣灵在我们内住, 我们也不再活在律法之下, 我们也不会在这个旧约的律法限制下。
The Holy Spirit today is within us.
圣灵在我们里面。
The law of God is written not on stone, but in our hearts.
今天律法不是在写在石板上面,
we no longer live under the law, but under the new covenant of grace.
我们今天活在的是神与我们立的恩典的新约之下, 不是在活在旧约下面。
And the writer of Hebrew closes this portion, the doctrinal portion of the book of Hebrews, with these words.
希伯来书的作者在结束他整个教义部分的时候是这么说的,
There is no longer any sacrifice for sin.
不再有任何的赎罪祭,
There is no longer any sacrifice for sin.
不再有任何的赎罪祭.
He wanted those words to be ringing in our ears as he begins to put doctrine into practice.
他想让这些词在我们耳边不断地回响,
by the will of the Father, by the obedience of the Son, by the witness of the Holy Spirit, is this once for all sacrifice.
因着天父的旨意, 因着神子的顺服, 因着圣灵的见证, 我们有了这一次的献祭。
The exhortation of Hebrews is that we should live and move forward with confidence and not slip back into the old ways.
希伯来书对我们的告诫就是, 我们应该带着信心的生, 带着信心去生活, 勇敢地去前行, 不要再回到我们旧的生活方式里面。
Our baptism is the way we express that confidence.
洗礼就是我们表现出我们这样一个信心的方式。
And that is the very picture we will see today.
这就是我们今天看到的一幅画面。
God's visible grace.
这是神那可见的恩典。
As we will witness the baptisms of four brothers and sisters.
因为我们会见证四位弟兄姐妹的洗礼。
There are two other verses that speak to the once for all sacrifice of Jesus.
还有两节经文是指着那作为一次献祭的祭品耶稣基督说的。
In Romans 6, verse 10, the death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God.
罗马书的六章十节, 他死是向罪死了,只有一次, 他活是向神活着。
1 Peter 3:18, for Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit.
彼得前书的三章十八节, 因基督也曾一次为罪受苦, 就是义的代替不义的, 为要引我们到神面前, 按着肉体说, 他被致死, 按着灵性说, 他复活了。
Baptism is about life after death.
洗礼是死以后的生命。
Are there to be any more sacrifices?
我们还会有更多的献祭吗?
What did Hebrew say?
希伯来书怎么说的?
There is no longer any sacrifice.
不会再有任何的献祭。
How would you answer when I ask, is there to be any more sacrifices?
如果我问你说还会不会有献祭, 你会怎么回答我?
It's a multiple choice. No, it's only a true or false, right? Yes or no?
这只, 你只用回答有还是没有?
Is it yes or no?
这是有还是没有呢?
I see some no's. This is no.
我看到有人摇头, 也有人看到...
The answer is yes and no.
答案其实是有, 也可能是没有。
Be careful what the writer of Hebrew says.
我们要小心希伯来书的作者是怎么说的。
There is no longer any sacrifice for what?
不需要任何的献祭是为了什么?
There's no longer sacrifice for sin. Hallelujah.
我们不需要再为了罪去献祭, 感谢神。
But is there still a sacrifice to be made?
但是我们是不是还有祭品是可以献上的?
The answer is a strong yes.
这个问题的答案就是一个很坚持的是的。
Why do I say that?
为什么会这么讲呢?
The Bible tells me so.
因为圣经里面有这么阐明了。
Because in Romans chapter 12,
在罗马书的第十二章里面,
that first 1 and 2 that I love so much.
第一节和第二节是我最喜欢的几节经文之一。
Paul said, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercy of God, to present your body as a living and holy what?
所以弟兄们,我以神的慈悲劝你们,将身体献上, 当作什么?
As a holy sacrifice.
当作活祭是圣洁的。
There is a sacrifice.
所以的确是有祭品的。
Not a sacrifice for sin,
但是不是,
but a sacrifice for holy living.
不是为了罪去献祭, 而是为了圣洁的生活而去献祭。
Acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
所以, 是讨神喜悦的, 就是以我们圣洁的生活去献上。
Isn't that great that we are now the living sacrifice?
这不是很好吗? 我们今天以活祭的身份在这里。
And do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God, the will of the Father is.
不要去效法这个世界,只要心意更新而变化,叫你们查验何为神的善良,纯全,可喜悦的旨意。
We use all kinds of excuses. Oh Lord, I don't know what your will is, so I cannot live a holy life.
我们很多时候用各种的借口说,主啊,我不知道你的旨意是什么,我不知道怎么去活出一个圣洁的生命。
We turn God's word upside down for our own convenience.
我们把神的话语操纵来操纵去,为了我们自己便利的缘故。
Live a holy life and you will know what God's will is.
去活出一个圣洁的生命,你将会知道神的旨意是什么。
And what is good and acceptable and perfect.
我们就会知道什么对于神来说是善良,纯全和可喜悦的。
So baptism really to me is the once for all.
所以洗礼对于我来说其实就像是与
So for the four brother and three, one brother and three sisters.
所以对我们将要参加洗礼的那一位弟兄和三位姐妹们,
I thank God for you.
我为了你们而感谢神。
And I hope that you will remember your baptism today is once for all. Okay?
所以希望你们记得你们今天的洗礼是 只有一次,但是却有永远效应的。
You don't, okay, I got one thumbs up.
刚才有一个人给了我一个肯定的姿势。
You do not need to come back next Easter and be baptized in water again. Praise
明年,
God.
明年复活节再回来的时候,你不需要再参加。
Because it's the once for all.
因为这是只是,
the once for all initiation into a holy way of life.
洗礼就像是一次献祭那样,一次进入圣洁生活的开端。
That comes by obedience to God's word.
当然其中的代价就是我们要去顺服神的旨意。
That's the will of God.
因为那就是神的旨意。
So we want to introduce and have the four that are about to be baptized stand up and maybe come up front.
所以我们想要介绍一下我们要参加我们今天洗礼的四位弟兄姐妹,请他们到前面来。
Okay, there's two. All right. Okay. Okay, we have from my right, Brother Kerry.
从牧师的右手边我们有Becker弟兄。
Kerry, okay. And Sister Becky.
还有Becky姐妹。
Sister Jessica.
还有Jessica姐妹。
And Sister Renjen.
和Renjen姐妹。
And I'm going to have, where's Moses? Is Moses come up and...
我会请我们的执事摩西到前面来
and pray for them and maybe
为他们祷告
Edison could get ready if he's ready to no we'll sing a song after that yeah okay yeah
好我们开始的父神我们感谢你感谢耶稣基督拿着我们的世界为我们义气的献上就让你将我们的罪取去就今天我们可以在 我肚子真有份 他们可以脱离这个从情欲来的败坏，也就是他们的生命可以与父神的儿子有份，在神的性情上面有份。但当然他们真的被封杀的兴趣，就要有信心，他们造了忏悔造成的信，有了德性，他们造成信心，有了戒心，他们造成节制，有了节制，他们造成忍耐，有了忍耐，他们造成敬虔，有了敬虔，他们造成爱，有了信心。
而爱就是吸引他们可以造成爱众的心，通过他们从众之处的了解体谅，可以在基督的恩典上面，主啊，他们得隆重你的保守，不细讲，直到见主的面，可以重复的进入神的国度里面。就要求主你的保守，让我们今后，让我们的一生，让他们真的可以活在主你自己的恩典当中，一直到见主的面。就我们再次为着他们的
Amen. So we'll have them and us go change. We'll baptize them in this order. Pay attention.
Okay.
We'll have Jessica.
Ranjan,
is the 第二名. And Becky, number 3. And we, Donald and I have to save all our muscles for the last one.
然后 Becky 姐妹第三位，然后我跟 Donald 就要把力气省一点，到最后给。
Trust me, I haven't lost anyone yet. While we're changing, Sarah and Edison could lead us in some singing, okay?
在我们等待的时候，Sarah和Edison会跟带我们一起去唱一些敬拜的诗歌。